You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now, KMUW editorial commentator Richard Krausen says things have gotten a bit strange up there in outer space.
I hate to play the age card again, or who am I kidding? I love playing the age card, but I am old enough to remember a time when the moon didn't do tricks. That's right. There was a time when we weren't entertained by a super moon. Heck, there wasn't even a Spidey moon or a Bat moon. For the most part, the moon used to be content to just go through its normal routine, a quarter moon, a half moon, a full moon. That was it. Sure. Now and then there was a harvest moon, and we thought that was a pretty good treat. Nowadays, forget about it. The moon is entertaining us with all sorts of pyrotechnics. You'd think it was a stage prop for a rock concert, the way it cavorts about, inflating itself to gigantic sizes, lighting itself in weird psychedelic ways, calling itself by all sorts of bizarre non sequitur names, even teasing us by playing peekaboo games that it claims are lunar eclipses. I guess it was the recent super blood wolf blitzer hyper Doppler Cirque du Soleil very stable genius moon that finally made me realize that something weird is going on. Our old calm and placid moon is a thing of the past. The question is, why? Why now? I think I know. We all need a distraction. Our world of politics has gone well over the moon with its lunacy. All our normal outlets for entertainment distraction have joined in. Sports, movies, music, they're all hyper-politicized these days. The moon knows this and is trying its best to provide us with some sort of wondrous entertainment that we can all look up to for a few moments of respite from the nastiness. Thanks, moon. I just hope things down here improve before the sun starts getting into the act. Climate change is disastrous enough as it is. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.